My name is Dominic Denny. I am 17 years old, and today I'm going to be speaking with my dad. It is May 29th, Wednesday, 7:46, and today we're just going to be talking about life and how it was in Barbados. We are recording this interview in Coral Springs, Florida. And so, Dad, just want to ask you kind of just what life was like growing up in Barbados and coming down to America and playing cricket, and how you had to kind of change from, you know, a small place to just a whole, like, nation.
Well, yeah, Barbados was, growing up was a lot of fun because we lived in our village and everyone knew everyone. So it wasn't like you just had your own parents. Every adult was like a parent. And so you had to be real careful what you said, how you behave, things like that on the street, because your neighbors could see you on the street and they could smack you and then go home and tell your parents. And then you get smacked again. So it was a whole different world. You know, we spent a lot of time outside. We didn't spend much time in the house at all. We would come home, do our homework, and then go back outside. There was this huge park that everyone would be at, where we would play. You know, you'd be playing cricket, you'd be playing soccer, play basketball, netball. They had tennis courts. So it was a situation where the entire village basically was there. That's where you went, you hung out, you know, people talk, relax. And we had a lot of fun outside. So our parents knew where we were. If we weren't in the house, pretty much everyone was at the same spot. You know, so we grew up, it was like one big family. And I used to play a lot of soccer, I used to play a lot of cricket. And, you know, because of my love for that game, I ended up playing for my high school, then I played for the national team, played for the West Indies. So I traveled all over the place playing cricket for the country. So it was a good thing because it helped me grow up, helped me with discipline, you know, understanding that life wasn't just about me. It was about being a part of something else and figuring out how I fit into the overall scheme of things. So it was a lot of fun. Growing up, me and my brothers, I had two brothers, and we just kind of looked out for each other. But, you know, our parents did the best they could to raise us, you know, keeping us. The first thing they taught us was manners. You had to have manners. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, that kind of thing. So it helped us as we were growing up. Then after my dad passed away, you know, life got a little tougher. I was 16 years old when he died. And, you know, I kind of grew up real fast then because my brothers and I, Richard and Derek, we had to look after mom, try to help do a lot of things around the house and stuff. So we learned to clean, cook, wash, do all that stuff just to become independent. And, you know, it was a tough time getting through that, but it was a good time because my parents were real supportive. My dad used to come to all the cricket games and sit and watch me, and, you know, so it was a tough time growing up without him, but, you know, we all got closer and we made it through.
Okay. I mean, one more thing is just cricket, like the change from playing over there to playing over here.
Well, yeah, when I, you know, my mom had come to America and she thought that, you know, when we were growing up in Barbados, everyone, you know, you hear about America, you know, what you see on television and whatnot, it looks like, you know, like the place to be. So my mom came over and, you know, to get us all here. And I used to play cricket, so I didn't want to come to America. I was doing great. I wanted to be a professional cricket player and all this. And things were going in that direction. But then after my mom came here, I didn't have a choice but to come. Yes. So, you know, I gave up that dream, came to America. And then when I got here, I didn't play. I went to school and went to the military. And I didn't play cricket for about 8 or 9 years. And then realized that there was a cricket team and a lot of cricket leagues in America. So when I moved to Florida, I started playing again. And after my first season, I went to the trials for the national team and made the U.S. national team. So playing cricket for the U.S. national team was a little different from playing for the Caribbean, for the West Indies, because now we travel here, playing for America. We went, traveled to Africa, went to Canada, England, all over the world playing cricket, Malaysia. And it was a different dynamic because playing for the U.S. national team, when we travel, some places that we were playing, we couldn't put the U.S. flag on the buses because, unfortunately, because of terrorism. We were told that some of the tournaments that we went to, we couldn't be identified. When we were traveling through the streets, there are certain places that we went, we couldn't have the national flag flying on the bus, the tour bus. So we had a lot of security and stuff around us because we were U.S. sportsmen. And that was way different from when I played in the Caribbean. In the Caribbean, you play for West Indies, you play for Barbados, no big deal. But coming, you know, with the U.S. national team, there were a lot of restrictions. And, you know, it was a different thing. But still enjoyed playing the sport, you know, making friends all over the world. And enjoying the traveling and stuff like that, because there's nothing better than doing something you love and getting paid for it. So it was actually a pretty good experience. The only thing is we had to be real careful and cautious where we went, you know, because for whatever reason, certain areas in the world, as a U.S. citizen, you had to be real careful.